The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started. Sister, we are so glad you're joining us today. I want to talk to you about something that is so, you know, it's almost funny to me. People make this comment all the time. We'll start talking and somehow, don't ask me how, it always comes up that Jared and I eat whole food plant-based. I guess because we're so passionate about it.
It's a mystery, honestly. It really is. I don't know how it happens.
Yeah.
We got to figure this out because it happens all the time.
No matter where we go, no matter what we're shopping for or what we're doing or where we are, we could be at the library for crying out loud. It always comes up. And what always happens afterwards, what do they always say? Isn't that so hard? I don't know how you do that. That must be so hard. And I'm just thinking in my mind, no. And I tell them, it's not hard. But here's the thing. It seems hard to you right now. And this is why it seems hard to you. Because anything that's new seems hard. It's the unknown, the fear of the unknown, or just the fact that maybe you're not afraid. You just don't understand it. So when you think about it, it's like, that seems so hard. It seems so foreign. I mean, how would I ever not eat meat or dairy or cheese? And for me, oh my word. I mean, if you had said that to me years ago, I probably would have said, isn't that so hard? I probably would have been the one that said it because I eat cheese on everything. Have y'all ever heard Jared joke about when we went shopping for groceries? Let him tell the story.
Well, there's been once or twice. Yeah, well, it's been a while. But yeah, there were once or twice when we were standing in the grocery line.
There were once or twice?
Yeah, there were once or twice. Once or twice, there were occasions whenever I would joke with a cashier about we just needed to buy a cow because we would save so much money because of all the cheese, the milk, the sour cream, the yogurt.
Butter.
I'm sure there was probably some other stuff that I just don't remember. But it was a lot. Yeah, so, yes.
All the time. We laugh about that now, but that was our reality. That's all we ate all the time. And we thought we were eating healthy because we were making healthier choices, right? But healthier was never going to get rid of our joint pain and our back pain. We ate organic, we ate free range.
Who could blame us? Because, you know, we saw these commercials that kept saying milk. It does a body good.
Right.
So there was all this advertising, all these messages that told us, hey, this stuff is good for you.
And so we thought, it just must be the kind of cow milk. I mean, there's another kind of cow milk that we can get that doesn't have added hormones in it. So we're going to heal by doing that. We're still going to drink the milk because milk, it does the body good, but we're just going to get it without the added hormones.
The $8 a gallon organic, no hormone added milk.
Right. But it's still full of all the, it has natural hormones. It is this is what Rip calls it. It's a mammary secretion of animal. There's no other living thing that drinks the milk of another animal, much less into adulthood. And so it's not the way things were meant to be originally. And if you're a believer, you can look at Genesis 1:29 for that. We're not saying it's a sin to eat meat or, oh my word, if you ever eat meat, we're not going to talk to you. We're just saying that it's not what is best for you. And we're trying to do better, and trying to do better is good. Trying to do better is admirable, and we applaud you for that. But we want you to know that there's a better way. You can still have your cheese. You can still have your milk. It's just going to be in a different way, but it's going to taste just as good. But I can promise you, if it didn't taste just as good, Jared and I and our children would not be on this happy train. Because, you know, you can force yourself to eat a certain way for so long.
You can do it for a while.
For health.
Right.
But if you're like most people, and if you're like us, if it didn't taste good, unless you're dying, it would be really hard to stick with that way of eating.
But the thing even with that is, once you reach that point where you reach your goal, mm-hmm. you're not dying anymore, and you hated what got you there, you're eventually going to ask yourself, can I keep doing this? Okay, I'm not dying anymore, or I've lost the weight, or this result has happened. Now, you know, I kind of miss the other foods, and I'm starting to long for them. I can just have a little bit because it's just a little bit. I'm not going to be doing what I did before that got me into that situation. And lo and behold, eventually, you're going to fall right back into that situation. You're going to have the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the pounds are going to come back on. It is going to happen unless
you know how to do it in the way that is not hard. You've got to learn the simple way. You've got to learn the time-saving way, the money-saving way. There is a system. There is a way to do this that you can actually enjoy. You can replicate those meals that you loved before. So when people ask us this is the whole thing. Isn't it so hard? Absolutely right now. If you're new or you've just been eating vegan and you don't know how to eat just the whole plant foods. We have a lot of people come into this that are already eating vegan, but they're still eating vegan junk food. And that's not healthy either.
Or the other thing is, you didn't even know eating all plant-based was even possible. That right. You have to have animal products to survive.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. So I want you to know, I want to tell you that absolutely right now, it may seem hard to you, but you know what else is hard? Not being able to walk up one flight of stairs to tuck your children into bed at night and make those memories that you're never going to get back. Traveling to all the places that you wanted to go, not being able to walk the streets, experience the joy of being in those places and having to see it from your car, or never even making it there at all. Having a desire that God's put in your heart to start a business to help people, but not being able to do that because you just can't think clearly enough, or you don't have the energy that you need, or you're spending so much time in the doctor's office and so much money on medications, you can't even think about how you would fund a business. Those are the things that are hard. So does whole food plant-based seem hard to you right now? Well, if you're at the beginning, probably. But once you learn the way how, it doesn't become hard. What really is hard is having to deal with all these health struggles that are holding you back from the full life that you were meant to live. We believe that no woman should ever desire to do things in life and be held back from those things because of her health struggles. And that's why we do what we do every single day. So the beauty of it is, you, now that you know, and now that you've been listening to the podcast for a while, or now that you found the podcast, we want you to listen and get the information that you need, because then you have a choice. Now you know that there is something you can do. There is something that can turn things around. It doesn't have to be this way, and it certainly doesn't have to be hard. And so we want you to understand that you, when you have this information, now you have the ability. You get to choose your hard. right? Because something's always going to be hard. If it's new, it seems hard. But once you get started in this, it's not hard. What's really hard is all those days of going through the health struggles, the extra weight, and all the side effects of the medication, and sitting in the doctor's office and losing all that time. Those things are hard. Surgery's hard. Surgery's hard. Going through long-term treatment.
Long recoveries of surgery.
Absolutely. And we've seen it with our patients.
And it's the thing with that hard is if you don't change anything, that stays hard.
Yeah.
That won't change. That will continue to be your story, unfortunately, until the day you die. Yeah. And that grieves us.
It really
grieves our hearts. And that's why we're so passionate about this. Like you say, you get to choose your heart. Yes, the plant-based may seem hard, but you get to choose it. Here's the beauty of it. It doesn't stay hard.
No.
Being sick and debilitated, that stays hard.
Yeah, but it gets
learning
harder as you go.
New skills, learning new strategies to heal your body, to strengthen your body.
It all of a sudden becomes easy, right?
Absolutely.
This becomes easy, and it becomes enjoyable, and it becomes just what you do. You know, what you do now, your routines that you get up and do on a daily basis, are those hard for you? No, because they're your routines. It's just what you do. And that's what plant-based becomes for you. I can tell you, over time of doing this, it becomes easier and easier when you know the steps to make it simple. Trust me, there are ways you can do this that it can stay hard. It can be hard because it doesn't taste good to you. It is not the quick way.
It takes hours, lots of prep, lots of cleanup.
There's no reason for that. To use the words of many of our members, it just doesn't get any easier than this. It just doesn't. We are here for you. We can show you how to make this simple and enjoyable and delicious and, very importantly, realistic with your busy schedule. Look here, sister, I know how busy life can be. I have 4 children. I homeschool them all. We run this business full time. Jared also works seeing patients through telemedicine. We are busy, but we do this and we do it every day, and our children do it. I mean, there are days they prep the whole meal. Why? Because it's just not hard. They love it. They enjoy it. Yeah.
It's fun for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we've had a couple of them on the show. You've gotten to meet our oldest and our youngest, actually. So we want you to know that there is hope. It is not hard. But if it seems hard to you right now, that's okay. We want you to start thinking, though, that I can learn this. If Jared and Anita can learn this, if their clients can learn this, if the people that I read all these testimonials can do this, I can do this.
If their children can learn this.
Oh, help
me. If their 10-year-old daughter can make dinner.
Yeah, she's been doing that since she was 7.
Yes.
7 years old. Yeah. If they can do it, it's not too hard for you. You can absolutely do it. There is hope. But now you know. And so the beauty is, you get to choose. Jared and I are not people who force something on somebody. We're not going to look at you and go, you know what? If you're not vegan or plant-based, we're not going to talk to you. Or we can't believe you're doing that, and be judgmental, because you get to choose. We believe that everybody should get to choose how they live their life. We believe that in the spiritual realm. A lot of times in Christianity, things are taught like, you need to convert everybody. Well, Jared and I believe that you share your life with people. You share what you know, and everyone gets a choice. We're not the Holy Spirit. We're not the Holy Spirit when it comes to changing your views about God and the Bible. And we're not the Holy Spirit when it comes to changing your views about your health. But we are here to help you. We are your friends. We are on your side. And we do know that this is not hard. You just have to change your mindset about things. You have to decide, which hard do I want? Do I want the one that somebody can show me what to do, that I can get healing from my diseases, that I can get relief from these symptoms, that I can start living the full life I'm after? Because that can be your story, but you get to choose. Sister, we see it as a true honor being a part of your journey. We want to get to know you. Make sure right now, whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, write out a short review and let us know how this is changing your life. Where are you on this journey? We cannot wait to hear from you. We read all our reviews. We may even share it with other people to encourage them as well. We are so thankful to have you here, and we cannot wait to spend more time with you next time on Power on Plants.